The following is an Investor Brand Network audio production via our audio press release solutions. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Investor Brand Network utilizes its network of more than 5,000 distribution partners as well as other corporate communication tools to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Investor Brand Network's platform connects the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following audio press release may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this audio production. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure.
Welcome to Network Newswire editorial coverage titled NFTs Flipping the Script, Bringing Value Back to Music Artists. With the onset of the digital universe over the last decades, music has been steadily devalued, with a race to the bottom pricing to give subscribers access to massive databases of music. Pandemic social shutdowns were another blow to musicians, who now couldn't even generate revenue from live performances. In recent months, the emergence of NFTs, or non-fungible tokens, are breathing life into the industry as musicians are getting creative with ways to generate revenue and better connect with fans. And NFTs, in essence, a collectible digital asset, which holds value as a form of cryptocurrency and as a form of art or culture, and offers artists the ability to monetize their art or music. Music DeFi pioneer Band Royalty is taking NFTs to the next level by structuring them with the opportunity to access royalties from its constantly growing library of soundtracks. Just as Apple Inc., AAPL on NASDAQ, and Amazon, AMZN on NASDAQ, shook up the music industry with their subscription services and exclusive content, NFTs are being hailed as the next great disruptor, which would likely benefit Riot Blockchain Inc., Riot on NASDAQ, Coinbase Global Inc., Coin on NASDAQ, and others already deep in the cryptocurrency and blockchain markets. Sales of NFTs soared to more than $2 billion in Q1 2021, up from $93 million in Q4 2020. Band Royalty is creating a revolutionary ecosystem that provides investors the opportunity to participate in the music royalty market. Band Royalty has amassed an impressive library of rights to royalties for tracks from some of the music world's most popular artists. Once Band's NFT is staked, NFT holders can access music royalties in four different ways. NFTs are pure gold for artists. NFTs, one-of-a-kind assets stored and verified on immutable blockchain technology, exploded on the scene in 2021. Headlined by Christie's auctioning a collection of Beeple's digital artwork for $69.3 million in March. During the first quarter of 2021, NFT sales exceeded $2 billion, up more than 20-fold from $93 million in Q4 2020. The $2 billion-plus wasn't inflated by the Beeple auction, according to nonfungible.com. Also excluded were sales of NBA Top Shots, video highlights converted into NFTs. NBA Top Shot trade on the Flow platform reached $472 million during Q1 2021. Like Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, NFTs can be held, sold, or traded, working as part of the complex encryption network of the Ethereum blockchain. NFTs are protected from counterfeiting as all transactions are on the blockchain, open to the public for tracing and authentication. To date, the collectible space has been the primary attention draw, but the breadth of the market is starting to push through, including the music industry joining the mix. On March 12th, Music Business Worldwide reported that NFTs grossed $35 million for the music industry in the past month, including Linkin Park's Mike Shinoda making more than $30,000 with his new single Happy Endings, and Kings of Leon becoming the first brand name band to release a new album as an NFT on the blockchain platform Yellowheart. YouTuber and musician
Pelleke, in February, claimed to be the first ever to release an NFT music album, which sold out in less than 2 hours when pre-sales opened, generating $160,000. Band Royalty did a limited private sale of its music NFTs, selling its three top NFTs for more than $200,000 and resulting in combined NFT pre-sales of more than $700,000. In the midst of this frenzy, Band Royalty is establishing a new NFT paradigm. The company is democratizing music royalties by creating new opportunities to participate in a valuable asset class that's now gained stability after years of decline with the advent of music streaming. The company has already amassed an impressive library of rights to royalties for tracks from popular artists such as Justin Timberlake, Beyoncé, Jay-Z, Cher, Rihanna, Demi Lovato, Timbaland, Missy Elliott, and more. There is also a unique collection component to owning a band NFT. The company has commissioned leading artists to create distinctive 3D artwork for each of the strictly limited edition band NFTs. With musician-facing foresight, Band intends to dedicate part of its platform to serve as a launchpad for new talent. The BA and ND of Band. Band is more than just a memorable industry moniker. It also comes from the company's founders, Barnaby Anderson, BA, and Noble Dracholm, ND, two key opinion leaders in blockchain. Anderson is also CEO of Block Alchemy, a blockchain e-commerce and digital design consulting firm, and a widely sought-after public speaker on blockchain, including speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos and Harvard University on the subject. In addition to being a best-selling author and contributor to mainstream media outlets such as Forbes, Fox Business News, and Bloomberg, Dracholm, CEO of AR/XR game designer Wareplay Games Inc., brings decades of experience to Band as an avid music royalty investor. The knowledge and networking into the inner sanctum of the royalty business is a clear differentiator for Band. Don't just listen to the music, make money from it. Currently, retail investors can only get exposure to the music industry by buying stock in a public music label, investing in funds that buy or sell music royalties, or via websites that auction royalty rights, often well into the six-figure dollar range. In what many perceive as a ground floor opportunity, Band Royalty is changing the landscape and making it accessible for retail investors to participate by owning NFTs. After a private sale of music NFTs that generated almost $1 million, Band launched its own NFT platform on its website, creating the first music NFT-only platform this month. The company opened up access to the first series of 3,000 Band NFTs on its platform, staggering the release based on rarity. The company's plan is to keep the NFT count tight, much like other popular NFT projects such as CryptoPunks and Hashmax, both of which have had secondary market sales in the millions of dollars. The long-term intention is to have a maximum of 12,000 Band NFTs across four different series to be released over the next 18 months. Once someone purchases a Band NFT, they can hold or trade it like any other cryptocurrency. Or once they pass the Band KYC protocols, they will be able to stake their NFT for a chance to participate in the revenues from one of three music royalty pools: print music royalties, mechanical and public performance royalties, or synchronization royalties, most likely with their share being paid out in the upcoming Band token. Staking can be for different time periods, ranging from 90 days up to 5 years. Just the beginning. Upcoming catalysts. As explained by Anderson on the Nifty Show podcast, the vision of the company is starting to be realized. The first series of NFTs were launched this month as the team works to complete the smart contracts that undergird the staking mechanism. Those are expected to be completed this quarter, which sets the royalty revenue component in motion. The goal is to allow Band NFT stakers the ability to share in four different streams of income, including 50% from all Band Royalty music catalog revenue, a percentage from any auction of single Band music tracks sold, 5% of any Band NFTs traded in the secondary market on OpenSea or the Band platform, and 5% from reselling of music royalties on the Band platform. The Playbook is for a comprehensive music royalty ecosystem, complete with a launchpad for emerging artists. Presently, musicians are at the mercy of the record industry, a dynamic that Band intends to disrupt with a platform that gives artists more opportunity to earn and keep royalties with added perks to connect with their fan base through exclusive offers. The music industry has faced bona fide headwinds for decades as the internet and streaming music became the death knell for terrestrial radio. But where technology taketh away, technology giveth back in the form of blockchain and NFTs, which will likely capture all the top players spanning the entire breadth of music, crypto, and blockchain domains, looking for new methods of monetization to enhance revenue streams.
This audio press release is an original broadcast provided by Investor Brand Network, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company that delivers a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and brand awareness tools. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for the services and solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that the owners, officers, and directors of Investor Brand Network or financial analysts mentioned in this audio production may hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities on their own accounts. This audio production is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell any securities mentioned in this audio production. The information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured companies carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio production by Investor Brand Network is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured companies and other sources but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.